This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The city of Columbia made its first payment to American Airlines as part of its revenue guarantee with the company. The payment of more than $22,000 compensates American Airlines for unfilled seats on its Columbia Regional Airport flights in February. The airline started service in Columbia that month. John Blottle is the city's finance director in charge of approving payments from the guarantee fund. He says business was slow due to heavy snow, but it's picked up. He expects the service to stabilize in the first 3 months of operation.
Based on the bookings that are coming in now, it's very, very positive, and we do not expect to have to pay beyond that time period.
The two-year fund has $3 million to disperse to the airline if needed, a mix of public and private money. Airport spokesperson Steve Sapp says it is not clear where any excess money would go at the end of the guarantee. Governor Jay Nixon says a new rail transfer facility in eastern Missouri has already helped local employers expand. Nixon was in Washington, Missouri earlier today to help dedicate the $4.2 million rail transfer project. Nixon says the project helped two local businesses, CG Power Systems and Can-Am Steel, expand their operations and create about 330 jobs. Columbia's Office of Cultural Affairs Manager Chris Stevens is resigning from his position at the end of July. KBIA's Jen Cooper has more on his family's future plans.
Chris Stevens says he and his family are relocating for better opportunities. Stevens says his wife, Jennifer Perlow, accepted a position at an art counseling firm in Denver, and his daughter, Charlie, will start at the Denver School of the Arts this fall.
Because of these great opportunities, we are going to pick up from Columbia and relocate to Denver.
Stevens and Perlow own PS Gallery in downtown Columbia. Stevens says they are not planning on closing the gallery.
We are not saying the gallery is closing yet because we are hopeful that someone will step forward and keep the momentum going that we have built over the last few years.
He says he plans on staying involved with the arts, even if it's not on a city government level. Assistant City Manager Carol Rhodes says the city will begin searching for Stevens' replacement soon. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
The suburban St. Louis-based grocery store chain Schnucks Markets Incorporated is among the latest targets of hackers, and experts say the fallout is only beginning. Schnucks said last month it has been hacked and had hired an outside firm to investigate how it happened. The breach led to fraudulent charges on customer credit and debit cards. No one knows how many cards were compromised, but experts told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch it was likely in the tens of thousands. Schnucks said on March 30th, 2 weeks after the attack was detected, that the breach was, quote, found and contained. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.